Okay, let's begin our discussion of Demai Lamed Beis. Lamed Beis, the last daf here in the third parak of Maseches Demai, in parak Ma'achilin. Before we get to the next parak, new topics within Demai, as we continue our march through the schus of learning Yerushalmi, Daf Yomi, Maseches Demai. So we are on Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis, three lines from the bottom. So, and this Masech L'Shirim are sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel, Avram and Devorah Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship. So we are three lines from the bottom. And we know the rule is usually that we give truma to a Kohen when we have to be mafresh, and we're not allowed to ask him for payment. Right? It's a matana. That's what it's called, a matnas kahuna, and therefore we have to give it by all the matanos. That's the definition of a matana, that it's only one directional. You give it. You give a truma. That's one of the matnas kahuna. You give Maiser Rishon. You give Maiser Ani. All of those are matanos. Chala, Bikurim. But as we learned at the end of the shiur last time, when there is a suffix, so then maybe even though it's a matana, but because of the rules of Hamotzi Mechaver Alav Araya, so that also overrides. I might have to give something, but I might not have to give it for free. And therefore, in certain cases of suffix, sometimes you could keep it yourself. What can you keep it yourself? If it's suffik in Maiser Ani, if it's suffik in Maiser Rishon, because those are not usher for a Yisrael to eat, therefore that I can just keep it and say Motzi Mechaver Alav Araya. But when it comes to Trumas Maiser, then that's why, that's Demai, I have to give it, because I'm not allowed to eat Trumas Maiser Misafik. And Maiser Sheni, obviously I have to eat in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara quoted the Mishnah, if you remember back on Daf Chavtes, the Mishnah had a Machlokas Tanoi and what to do if I gave my tvua to a non-Jew to watch. Again, second half was pikadon. The first half was that he should grind it. The second half was pikadon. So we had a machlokas tanoim, what the din is. Whether the Tanakhama says kipirosav, it's like vaday tevel. You treat it because you assume the guy switched it. And Reb Shimon says, no, it's like d'mai. It's d'mai, you have to treat it as a suffix. So l'mai nafgamina. Why? Because Reb Yochanan made a comment. Reb Yochanan made a comment on a certain sheet of Reb Shimon. So we thought it was Reb Shimon in our Mishnah. We're going to reject that based on the question that we're going to ask in a minute. But Reb Yirmiyah quoted Reb Yochanan as saying that Reb Shimon, you see the middle of Lamed Aleph and Beis, Mode Reb Shimon Shu Mafresh Masrosav Gat Mealacha. Reb Shimon agrees. Reb Shimon, who says demai, right in our Mishnah, Reb Shimon who says it's demai if you give it to a guy to watch and you get it back without a comment, said it's Vaday Tevel. And for sure he switched it. And Reb Shimon said his demai. So we thought that meant that you have to treat it fully like tevel, and you have to take off even Truma Gadola because it belongs to a guy, and Maaser Rishon, v'chulu. And based on that, we said, okay, so what's the difference then between the Tanakam and Reb Shimon? If they both say you have to treat it like tevel, what's the difference? So we said, maybe the difference is whether he's allowed to get money from the Kohen. Right, which is going to be lower, right? It's less of a demand, so the price is going to be lower. So whether you can take money from the Kohen, Reb Shimon says that you can take money because it's only demai. It's not vadei tevel. While the Tanakhama says, no, you have to give it without taking money. So now the Gemara asks, three lines from the bottom, that's what we're up to. According to the Rabbanan, according to the Tanakhama, we said, what do you do here? Again, if I give my tfua to a guy to watch, I get it back, then I have to give him all of the, I have to treat it like tevel, and I have to give the tvua to a kohen without getting anything in back, like a real matana. So he asked the Gemara, why? Right? Why can't he get money from the kohen? Afilu ki trumas chutz la'aretz eina. It's not like trumas chutz la'aretz. The whole thing is a suffix. So just like by trumas chutz la'aretz, where it's drabanan and you're not sure, then you could get a tashlum, you could get payment. So, ilu trumas chutz la'aretz shemin anotot damim min hashevet. Why should a case where in Eretz Yisrael you give it to a guy which is a suffix, why should that be any different than Shumas Chutz La'aretz? Right, there's a difference. See the bottom Ara Fulta. L'Rabbanan Parach. Right, we're asking according to the Rabbanan. Shemechmiru Balini Pikadu Yosemi Shumas Chutz La'aretz. Right, they were machmir. Shreb Yochanan Amar v'chulu, and he continues. So he says that, but well, by Shumas Chutz La'aretz we still say Notul Damim Min Hashevet. Even if you say Maestros Min HaTorah. So why are they so machmir? Why would you not be able to take from the Kohen if you give it? Again, why should this case of suffix, when you give a pikado to a guy, be more chamor than Shumas Chutz La'aretz? That's the question. So the Gemara says, you're right, and the comment that Rabbi Yochanan is quoted as saying is not going on our Mishnah. It's not going on in our Mishnah. Really in our Mishnah, this is the way the Mepharshim explained it, really in our Mishnah is the opposite, where the Tanakhama, the Chachamim say, you're allowed to get money from the Kohen. Right? You treat it kaperosav, but that doesn't mean mamish kaperosav, you can get money from the Kohen. According to Rabbi Shimon, you don't even have to give. Demai means you don't even have to give. Those are the two shitas. What was Rabbi Yochanan's comment going on? The following: Dilma al ikar tivlo shel goy is amris. It's going on the Rabbi Shimon in the following brisa, me ikar adin, not in the case of the pikado. Where do you have that? Begin. We take out the next word ella. Begin the tani like the following brisa: Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, yesh kinyan l'goy beritzel apotu ben amaisrus. Rabbi Shimon, this is the Rabbi Shimon that he's commenting on. Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda hold that a goy's bailus in Eretz Yisrael, paters, exempts it from Chumas and Maisris. Part of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, Legabi Chumas and Maisris, have to do with a Jew owning it. If a Jew doesn't own it, so then there is no Kedusha regarding the mitzvahs of Chumas and Maisris. So therefore, that's the Rabbi Shimon that Rabbi Yochanan was commenting on, that he said that he's moda that he has to be mafresh masrosav, meaning midrabanan. Even though midaraisa, there's no kedusha, there's no shubis of isis, but midrabanan, no, you have to be mafresh. Alay on that, Rabbi Yirmer, Rabbi Chiyah, B'shem, Rabbi Yochanan, modi Rabbi Shimon, shu mafresh masrosav mealacha. Right? He agrees, even though midaraisa, you have to do nothing, midrabanan, he says you have to do it. What is the Yerushalmi Shita about this issue? We've had it come up a number of times already, just in this Masechta. Yesh Kinyan, Ein Kinyan, according to which Tanaim, if you look in the Derech Emunah, Rav Chaim Kanievsky's commentary on Trubis, he has a long discussion regarding trying to put together 20 Yerushalmis to try to figure out what exactly is the Shita. And there are stiras between different Tanaim in the Yerushalmi. Let me just read the first line. Ra'isi Levayar Kan Shita Se Yerushalmi, Be'inyan Yesh Kinyan, Ve'ein Kinyan. U'mashacholik ala Bavli, Lefi Sharisi Shizkashu Bazeh. Right, you look in the Yerushalmi here, right? It's not like the Gemara in Menachos, right? It's the opposite. Over there in Menachos, Rabbi Meir and Behud are Machayev. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon are Poter, right? And here it's a difference, and then you get into the issue of Meiruach. So it's not simple what exactly is the Shita, but it is a big sugya in Maseches Gittin in the Bavli, in the fourth parak, and in the Yerushalmi in a number of places we've already had. Sometimes it's explicit, like here, Yesh Kinyan, Yerei Kinyan, while other times it is implicit. Okay, let's continue though now with the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Halacha Hey Mishnah, Hanosein more ne'emanus issues. Right, that's what this the last couple of Mishnayos has been about. Remember this parak? This parak is about if you want to become a ne'eman, if you want to become a chaver, what do you have to do? We spoke if you want to become a ne'eman or a chaver, right? Those are the two. And now, what about trusting other people? What about trusting other people? That's what the Mishnah that we just had on Daf Chav Tes about trusting other people. When you buy things, you know, when it becomes yours in terms of your responsibility, in terms of being motzi. Okay, so it says the Mishnah. Hanosin l'putakos. In the days of old, they used to stay in various inns, and nobody had a private kitchen in their room, so you had to share. So in Yeridea, they talk about cases like there's one oven. There's one oven in the motel. It's one oven and you want to cook dinner. So you're going to go cook dinner on the fire. But the problem is that there's another pot next to your pot. And you're going to stoke the flames in order to make it cook faster because you want dinner to be made faster. The problem is you don't know what's in the other pot. Maybe the other pot is the non-Jew's dinner and it's Basar B'chalav. And by your stoking the flames, you're causing it to, you know, Basar B'chalav. You don't have that kavana, psik resha. Right, the Rabbi Kiva Eger there, the Taz, Psik Resha, L'sha'avar, as it's called, you don't know the Mitzius. So these are the kinds of shilas that come up. But also, you know, you want to, you know, let's say you have a woman who takes care of the motel. So you're going to give her, you know, the fruits and the vegetables to hold on to. You give her the tefillah to hold on to. And you're going to get it back. So do you assume that you're getting back exactly what you gave her? You don't know. So, again, all these shilas came up l'maisa. So I know something to put the cause. Let's say you give to a innkeeper, right? You see the marafolda? She'ovrei drachim misarchim etzla. Right? People who are traveling stay with her. Stay with the at this inn. So ma'aser shu nosein la veshu not mimena. You have to be ma'aser what you give her and what you take from her. Right? So it does not work out in your benefit. Why? Why? Because you're not allowed to give her something that's not ma'usar, because that's, right, you're being machshil her with a davar she'eino mesukan, and when you get it back, you have to be worried that even if you were ma'aser, maybe she gave you back something else. So therefore, you have to be ma'aser in both directions. Just don't give it to her. Mistama, you had to give it to her. Mistama, there wasn't a choice. You wanted to give it to her, maybe she had a cold area in the ground, you know, maybe whatever it is, but you had to give it to her. Right? So again, ma'aser shenosin la, as the Ma'ariv Folda says, Ein chaver motzi mitachas yado davar she'eino mesukan. Right, a chaver does not allow something that's not mesukan to leave his rishus. And mashu notli mena b'nei she chashuda l'chalef, because she is chashuda to switch. Why is she chashuda to switch? That is a machlokas we've shown him. If you look in Rashi and Tosfos in Chulin Davar, if she chashuda to switch for the good of the guest or for her own good. Machlokas Rishonim. Maybe for the good of the guest, because after all, she wants you to be happy. So let's say you gave her some fruit, and they were kind of wilted, and not so great, and not so fresh. So when she gives it back to you, maybe she'll give you back better stuff. Right? She wants you to be happy. So maybe she's chashuda lahachlif for your good. And others say that no, she's chashuda lahachlif because she's more heter. I'm doing them a service. You know, I'm good. They're staying by me, so I can keep the good ones. So I'm going to give them back the inferior ones. But either way, she is a chashuda l'chalef. She's chashuda to switch, and therefore I have to be mafrish in both directions. If you look in the Meiri there in Chulin on Davav, where this comes up, based on the Gemara there, but I read it to you because the Meiri fleshes it out. Mikol makom, the Gemara there in Chulin Davav talks about our Mishnah. Mikol makom nosin lepundukis ma'aser mashu nosin lo mashu notim imena mibnei shehi chashuda l'chachlif mize leze tamid. She's always switching lefi masher roeh inyan achsana mashet tzarech lahem, because she sees what the guests need. He's going with the former pshat, right? She sees what the guests need. She wants to keep them happy. She wants them to come back next time. V'af es shela machlefes lefamim lekavet atalmidim. Right? She switches because of the rabbinic students that stay in her home. Kishechino lahem ma'achal v'nimshechu b'mishnasam v'nisachru. They were supposed to come back at 5 o'clock for dinner. They didn't come back until 7. She had it ready for dinner, right? They couldn't call ahead. She had no idea. So nimshechu b'mishnasam. They kept learning v'nisachru al late achin is karer. The food got cold. So now what? Now what? You can't warm it up again. It'll get ruined. So no senes lahem ashechino la'atzma v'achrona. She gave what she prepared for herself. That's piping hot right now. She gives that to them, and then she digs back the cold food. She wants them to be happy. The heim svurim lachol shalahem. They think they're eating theirs. So the Meiri likes the pshat of she's doing it letovas ha archim. The ein garson b'shmuazu u'mechalefes ha-miskalkel. She doesn't like that pshat. Why? That she switches the ruined one. Shah below kilkel he machlefes. Even without being ruined, she switches it, right? So rather so Miri holds like Rashi that it's Latovas Hal Talmidim, right? The Tosfos says the opposite. The Meiri adds, which is based on a Rashba, Umikam Akomim who davar hachozer ba'en kigon gvina v'chayotze ba'en hachashud alahachlef. If it's something that's known that you get back exactly what you gave, and it's not going to be, you know, better or worse, it's just an item, so then there's no chasha. The Rashba there. Kol davar shu mafkid etzlo lahachzir lo ba'eno kigon shemafkid etzlo gvina cheese lishmar osah sheyavo. If there's no inferior or superior, and they have to go because they're going to shul or they're going to the bathhouse, wherever it is, so then you don't have to be worried for the chiluf. So that is the Rishon in there on Davav and Chulin, and it's also in Maseches Gittin talk about our Mishnah here. So again, even though every woman, every Jew has a cheskas kashrus, but when it comes to, you know, reasons that we might think that they might switch, they are not Naaman, especially this woman is not a chavera, right? She is in the world of Am Haaretz, an Ari Chashuda to switch. So that's what we spoke about here. So again, we spoke about Millers before, right? A Tochenet. We spoke about Stama Shomer, and now we're talking about a different type of individual, a Pundikis, right? Who always wants to keep her. Customers happy, or the opposite, according to Tosfos, she is more heter. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Let's just finish the Mishnah, then we can have a comment. Rabbi Yossi says, we are not achraim, we are not responsible for people who trick, for ramoim. Right? She's gonna switch it, but we don't have to worry. El maser, el mashu, no tol mimena bovad. What you give her, if she's a ramai, we don't have to worry about ramayim, and therefore you do not have to be mafresh before you give it to her. She's going to switch it, so we're not responsible for that. The Mishnah earlier, if you remember, on Daf Chavav, spoke about if you have a big load and you want to take off some of the load, so you have to be ma'aser the leaves, the edible leaves, before you throw them on the street. What do you mean? Why don't we just say you're not an achray? You're an achray. The answer is, there is different. There you're being mafkir. There we're not talking about anybody tricking. We're talking about just picking it up from the street and you don't know. So that is not a case of ramai. If you look in the Sefer Shalom Yerushalayim, it's one of the achronim here on the Yerushalmi. He says, interestingly, right? You have to take off in both directions. But he says, why isn't this a sex veka? Why isn't this a svek sveka? Afa gav da havi kein svek sveka. Maybe, right? Meaning, why do you have to be maaser when you get it back? Maybe she didn't switch it. And even if she did switch it, maybe she's from one of the Amiharites that do armafish their stuff. The whole thing is a svek sveka, right? It's all durabana, no? Vim tibs alomar nischalef ulai yisar amaharets. No, harov amiharets maaser name. Vinirem delo abi svek sveka mishub tachashuda lahachlev bevadai. No, it's not what's called a suffika shuckle. Right, it's not a 50-50. It's weighted on the side of they switch. They switch. They're accustomed to switching. So therefore, that's not called a suffik regarding svek sveka. That's called, right, it's chashud achlev kevadai, and therefore that's not a svek sveka. Ukai gavnet zorach lomer masisin denosin tochin lakam demai. Earlier, we also had that you give it to the tochin, right, we just mentioned that, to the akam is demai. And the Bartanura says, the akam chashud lahachlev, the kavanaso derogil lahachlev, velo havi svek sveka, so he's not sure. And then he says, maybe, this relates to what we mentioned a couple of days ago from the Kesef Mishnah, and that is rules, regular rules of svek sveka maybe don't apply to demai. Because this is nitkan al hasafik. Remember we quoted the Magen Mishnah, I think, in Hilchos Chametz. Also, who said this? That this is nitan, the whole basis of this din is based on the suffik. Is that a regular din? We have a din vaday, now suffik is one step removed. Here, the whole din of demai is nitkan al hasafik. So maybe the regular rules of suffik and svek sveka don't apply to these types of cases, and therefore you would be machmir. So he says, number one, maybe it's not a svek sveka because chashuda. Number two, maybe the regular rules don't apply. Number three, maybe this is different because you're creating the svek sveka biadayin. It's not like a case of something fell in and something spilled and you don't know what's going on here. You have an egg that got mixed up and then it got... So, like the case in the beginning of Beitza, but he says, "V'kanei no tzrichim lazeh." The Yeshlomar dehachi mikri asiyas svek sveka biadayim, kiva denosin la biadayim brata lisbochalei. You're giving it to her, and now you're going to want to relate to it. So, therefore, says the Shalom Yerushalayim, we would say it is different. So, three different approaches in terms of how to deal with the why not svek sveka lahakel issue. Okay, says the Gemara. So the Gemara is about to quote based on the Mishnah in Ma'aser Sheni. The Mishnah in Ma'aser Sheni is quoted here in the Mefarshim, in the beginning of the fifth parak. The Mishnah in Ma'aser Sheni says, a related issue. What if you have a vineyard? You have a vineyard of Ravai, right? Or if you have a vineyard of Arla. Do you have to put up a sign? Do you have to put up a sign that this is Arla, don't eat it? This is Ravai, you have to eat it in Yerushalayim? On a regular year. So nobody's allowed to come into your field. But maybe people will come in and steal. So maybe they won't care about stealing, but they won't want to eat something that's usher bahana'a, right, like Arla. So do you have to put up a sign and say, you should know this is Ravai? So says the Mishnah, Karam Ravai Mitzayin Oso B'Kedus Adama. You have to mark it. V'shal Arla B'charsis. V'shal Kfaris B'sid. You have to mark all of them. That's the Tanakama. You have a responsibility. Amr Shugam B'Gamliel. Shugam Liel says, B'med V'ramamurim B'Shvias. When do you have to mark it? During Shemitah. Why? Because then they're allowed into your yard. During Shemitah, they're allowed into your yard. So then you have to put up a sign. But otherwise, No need. Otherwise, they come into your field, tough luck on them. They're doing an Avera, tough luck on them. Why, what is this? The Gemara Baba Kama, Daf Samachte, says, the Lashon of, Haliteu L'Rasha V'Yamos. Yeah, let him eat a, we don't have to be worried about Rishayim. Right, they're coming and stealing my property. I don't have a responsibility to protect them from eating Arla. So that's similar to what Rabbi Yossi says here. Rabbi Yossi says, we're not Achroim. This Puntakas is a tricky woman. Right, so we have no responsibility to be ma'asir for her. So the Gemara says, are these two shitas the same? Right, over here, again, Rabbi Yossi by the Puntakis and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Maiser Sheni Hey Aleph, regarding the Arla and people coming into my field without permission. So, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Shein Amru Davar Echad. Right, they both say the same thing. Kamad Rabbi Yossi Amar Einon Achron L'Ramayim. Just like Rabbi Yossi says, I'm not responsible. Kain Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Amar Einon Achron L'Ramayim. So it's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that. Shall we say that they go together? So the Gemara says, maybe not. Maybe they don't go together. Mistava Rabbi Yossi Odi Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Fine, our Rabbi Yossi would agree to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that Einon Achram, and you don't have to put up the signs. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel lo yodel Rabbi Yossi, but the other direction wouldn't work. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel over there from Maaser Sheni would not definitely agree with our Rabbi Yossi. Why? There's a difference. Rabbi Yossi yodel Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Einon Achram L'Ramon. That direction works. Rabbi Yossi would agree to Rashbag there. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel lo yodel Rabbi Yossi. Why? Shein derech chaver lios motzi bibeso davar sheinu mesukan. How do you understand this line? Two approaches. The Mara Folda says yes. There is an idea that not, you don't worry about other people if they're doing an Avera anyway, if they're doing something wrong anyway, but still there's another principle, but called a chaver cannot be motzi mitachas yado davar sheinu mesukan. Right? A chaver is not allowed to give anybody, be motzi from his rishus, something that's not mesukan. So that's a separate principle that overrides. That overrides, and therefore even if the woman is not trustworthy, that principle overrides. Number one, if you look in the Ras Sirlio or the Gra, they say, there's a big difference. Over here, you're giving it to her. What's going on over there? Do you have to be worried about people going into your property without permission? Do you have to put up a sign? Oh, this is Arla. No, that you don't have to do. Fine. But that's what Rav Shimon Gamliel says. But are you allowed to give a woman of grain that you didn't take off Trumas and Maestros actively? Because she'll switch it anyway? So maybe Rav Shimon Gamliel wouldn't agree to that, right? That's a step. That's too close. The Efshar says the grub, Hacha shetzarach latikun rebdeishu nosin labiadayim, right? Nosin labiadayim, and therefore don't compare the two cases. Says the Gemara. There is a problem with the shitas in the Rambam. The Mefarshim wonder there seems to be a steer in the Rambam because the Rambam paskins like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel right over there. You don't have to put up a sign except during Shemitah. Except during Shemitah, you don't have to put up a sign, and which means you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about it, like Shemliel, and he paskins like the Tanakama here. Paskins have to be ma'aser, what you take and what you give. So it sounds like you do have to be worried about other people. You do have to be worried about other people. So how do you, that's a stira, right? Meiser, Enochas Meiser, Tes Zayin, Perak Tes Alacha Zayin, and a Meiser, Perak Yud Aleph Alacha Yud Beis. So one of the answers, I'll read you the Lashon, where he quotes our Mishnah. Hanosan Lepuntakis Lovasha Lovalefos Bo, you give to the innkeeper to cook for you or to bake for you, Ma'aser Eshu Nosin La, you have to be Ma'aser what you give her, Kedei Shelo Yehi Takala La'acherim, U'ma'aser Eshu Notimimana, you have to be Ma'aser what you take back, M'neshi Yishu Chashuta La'achlif Shal Zeh Bazeh. Because you're worried that she switches. So I think B'Shem Rabbi Yochum Fishel Perlau, I saw if you look closely at this Rambam, what should the Rambam say? You got to be mafresh what you give her and what you take. What you give her because you're going to mess her up. Rambam doesn't say that. Doesn't say you're going to mess her up. Right? No, ma'aser shu nosin la kedei shelo tehei takala la'acherim. Maybe what the Rambam means is that you don't really care about her because like that's what he said about, right, he passed like Rav Shimon Gamliel's case, right? You just let the haliteh l'rasha v'yamus. But she's going to give it to other customers. That's the problem. So you're worried about the other customers, right? Kedei shelo yei takala la'acherim. For her, fine, you're not worried. That's how you answer the stira. But she's worried about, you're worried about others, so for that, you have to be mafresh. So that's a diyuk in the Rambam. The sugya of haliteh l'rasha v'yamos is a fascinating sugya, because the achronim wonder, right, what does that mean? Feed it to the rasha and let him die. That's the phrase. Right, like, oh, what's my problem? Right, it's a little harsh words, but it's just a phrase. Right, just it's not my business. He's doing an avera, so I'll do more of an avera. why isn't that my business? Isn't there a concept of tochacha? Isn't there a concept of not being mafresh, a Jew from an iser? So it's a tricky sugya, but again, we don't have time to go into it now. If you look in the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos, there in Meiser Sheni, the Rambam quotes, holds like Rishon Gamliel. The Rambam says, only by Shemitah you have to put up a sign. Alva shalom b'shas ha-Shemitah ain't sorach l'irsham. Lefi, she'ein reshus b'nei adam l'shloch yadam b'le'echol ma'she'enu shalohem. Nobody can eat what's not theirs anyway. V'im avar adam ba'achal, hareza gazlan. V'ein lanu lasos takana l'gazlan. It's not our job to make a takana for a gazlan. Shalo yavu l'dei michshol, so he doesn't come to stumble. Lefi, she'avon ha-gazlanis yoser gadol. Stealing's even worse anyway. So if you're already doing a worse aveira, it's not by responsibility to prevent it from doing lesser of an aveira. So some achronim say, oh, and what, it was flipped then? Then you wouldn't say it. If the person is doing less of an aveira, and you can prevent it from doing a worse aveira, then sounds like the Rambam would say that you have to. The kol dover zeh amiti. Wow. The Rambam says, and this is all true. This is all true. Again, this is a big sugya. Halitehu l'rasha v'yamus. The Tzitz Eliezer, just maybe one mucker. Tzitz Eliezer, where Waldenberg has a tshuva in Chelek Tesvav Simin Yudches. He says, are you allowed, should you, or is it usser to give directions to a non-affirmed Jew who asks you directions on Shabbos? Right? It's the old, if you give him directions, maybe they'll drive less because they'll get to their destination sooner. But is that Misayel Dvar Avera? Right? What about as they're talking to you, they're stepping on the brake? Right, so every time they step on the brake is another Malacha Daraisa. So that's what he talks about here in 1982. Right, Yud Aleph Kislev, Tavshim Mem Beis. So he goes back and forth, and at the end he's very upset about being involved at all. He says, but if you're not nice to them, that's lifnei iver the other way, because they're going to say, oh, this is how the Orthodox act. So then they're going to be even more upset. So which is lifnei? Which is, do you say Alitela Rosh Hashanah? They're driving anyway. Let them find their own directions. Right? It's not my business. Do you say that? That's where this comes up there. Again, this is pre-Waze, obviously. So he says at the end of the tshuva, he says, you know what? It's not a chiyuv and it's not an iser. So that's what he says. I'm leaving it open. It's not a chiyuv. Nearly la lach lamaisa she'ein chiyuv v'gam yisura ika losses yad l'poshim. Towards the end, the opposite. I saw he quoted others. What he says, it's not a chiyuv, and you shouldn't. So he's not into giving the directions. Again, it doesn't mean you have to be mean. You could just say, I don't know. You could just say, I don't know. Right? That's like he said that earlier in the tshuva, that you can't do something that will be cause a chilah. He says, you know, if you start giving directions, then people will come to start relying on this. Okay, we'll find somebody on the way there and to ask directions. But anyway, part of this is the sugya of Halitei LaRasha V'Yamos. Okay, Rabosai, here we go. Hanosin L'Chamoso. Okay, next person regarding trusting. What happens if he gives it to his mother-in-law? Right? The son-in-law is a chaver, and the mother-in-law is an Am Ha'aretz. Right? So what's the halacha there? She's also chashuda to switch. Why? Because she wants to keep her son-in-law happy. And therefore, if something messes up, so she's going to switch it without telling him. And therefore, you cannot trust. Or, the other way to say it, she wants to keep her daughter happy. Right? And therefore, she wants to be nice to her son-in-law, so her daughter. It could be that she has ulterior motives. Either way. Amrev Yuda, Rosi v'takanez bitu, boshem chasana. Right? She wants her daughter to be happy, and she's embarrassed from her son-in-law. We'll see that that's really the Tanakam Shita also. It's really one Shita. Umod Rav Yehuda, benotzen l'chamoso, shviyas, shenechashud l'hachlif l'hachlas bitu shviyas. Rav Yehuda says, we could assume that the Am Ha'aretz mother-in-law does not switch Shemitah fruit. If he gives her non-Shemitah fruit, we don't assume that she's going to give back Shemitah fruit, because the simple pshat of our Mishnah, Amei Ha'aretz are not chashudin on Shvius. They're only chashudin on Shubas and Maises, not on Shvius. We had a Machlokas Rishonim about this earlier. On Daf Chavtes, we mentioned a Machlokas Rishonim. If you say that they are not chashud, and this is a specific case where they are chashud in some cases, or a specific case where they're not chashud, But it was a machlokes rishonim. We had earlier, we mentioned back on Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, of kadmeisa al daid Rabbi Yehuda. Even the first line of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Dir Rabbi Yehuda Amar, hanosin lechamoso, kanosin lepuntikis. Giving it to the chamoso is like to the puntikis, because they both switch. Amrin, right, so therefore you have to read the Mishnah as Sher Rabbi Yehuda Omer. It's really all one opinion. V'rabbanan Amrin, the Rabbanan, who are not in the Mishnah, the Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Yehuda. They say, Anosin lechamoso, kinosin l'shchenoso. No, their mother-in-law is like the neighbor. Mother-in-law like the neighbor who is not chashud de lahachlif. Right? If you give it to stama person who you don't have a physical relationship with, there is no chshad. Ki hada detani, like we learned in the Tosefta. Anosin l'shchenoso, if you give to a neighbor, pas lefos lo, taf shalasos lo, you give to a neighbor wheat or something, vegetables to cook. In a choshesh lo mishum shvius lo mishum maisrus. You don't have to be choshesh. Emasai b'lashon asan lo sar v'tavlan. As long as you give all the ingredients. If you give all the ingredients, so then there's no chshad of switching. Avalam lo nasan lo sar v'tavlan. If you didn't give all the ingredients, you didn't give the yeast, you didn't give the spices. Choshesh mishvius mishum maisrus. Then you have to be nervous if you didn't give all the ingredients, because then they must have used their own, and that could for sure be suffix tevel. The Rishonim here, the Ma'ar Fulda here says, this has also come up because Tosfos in Maseches Chulin that says, oh, it must be talking about the sa'ar, because spices aren't chayav in shumas and maisrus. So what are you talking about? When you gave the old tavlin. But if you look in other Bali Tosfos in Nida daf nun, Tosfos says, there are spices and there are spices. If there are edible spices, so that even if you're using them for spices, they're edible, they're chayav in shumas and maisrus. Right, Tosfos says, there in Nida Dav Nun Amar Aleph. Yesh lo madiga beiz mine tavlin. Dahanu de'ein ru'ina lo l'tayma lo metamu tumas ochlin. Right? If they're only, if they're not edible, but they just give off taste in other foods, they're not tamim tumas ochlin. V'lo ein chayav m'meiser. Aval tavlin deru'ya nami b'vnei atzma, but tavlin that also are roy by themselves, v'yavida nami l'tayma, and they're also used for spicing up the rest of the foods, so that would be chayav m'meisers and tumas ochlin. Period. Machamoso, last section. What kind of mother-in-law are we talking about? Mina erisin or mina nisuin? Is it in a mother-in-law that where the children only had erisin? They're not living together yet, right? The daughter-in-law, the daughter is still in her house. O mina nisuin or mina nisuin? If you look at Chaim Kanievsky here, she's more bosha from her son-in-law from minha erisin. But mina nisuin, she's kvar rogel etzla. They already have the relationship. You might say the opposite. But what's the din? So nishbei minada. So learn from the last line of the Mishnah. Mod Rabbi Yehuda benosin lachamoso shviyas shenem chashud lahaklot vita shviyas. The last line says there's no chash by shmita. So shani hi taman beimin erisin beimin nisuin. Is there any difference in the last line? No. She's always believed by shmita, whether it's nisuin or erisin. So afacha so to here in the resha lo shani beimin erisin beimin nisuin. There shouldn't be any difference. That's one way to read it, but that's the way that we will read it. The Ras Yolio says the halacha is like the Rabbanan. The halacha is like the Rabbanan, that the mother-in-law is not chashuda to switch, and that's what the Rambam says in Hilchos Meiser. Okay, we will stop here.